This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, June 21st, 2024. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us for the Friday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart today. Well, as the cost of living remains high, some people are looking into some second sources of income. We'll talk about the possibilities of that in our next segment. But right now, despite stalled sales, home prices reached a record high nationally last month as inventories also went up. Joining us with a look at the local market is Steve Kirch, a Chicago-based real estate and housing expert. Now, Steve, we're talking about a national trend here. Does the Chicago area hold true to that?
Well, good afternoon, Rachel. We certainly hold true with the record high housing prices. We saw the national average go over $419,000 for a record high. That was up 5.8%. Here in the Chicago area, the metro area, home prices rose over 9% year over year to a record $360,000. The city of Chicago itself also up 8% to $362,000. So all those pressures we've been seeing on housing prices, and includes the low inventory and the higher mortgage rates, are continuing to force prices higher.
Well, so we've got sort of a triple whammy going on right now. You've got, well, I'll call it a double whammy, right? We've got higher prices and higher mortgage rates. I guess it's a good thing that inventory's up. That is, if you have money to spend. So what advice do you have for potential home buyers trying to navigate all of this?
Well, true that we have seen a little easing on the inventories nationally and in the greater Chicago metro area. The city of Chicago, however, saw inventories decline more than 5% in May. So there are still spots around here where it's tight. What all this means for home buyers is you have to be ready to pull the trigger immediately. You must have a mortgage pre-approval if you're not paying cash for your home, which very few people can do today. And you have to know what you want and where you're willing to compromise, because you're still going to be looking most likely at a small selection of housing in the price range you're interested in.
Steve, are we seeing just as much of a competitive nature in the housing market as in previous markets? And what I mean by that is, when this inventory is down, when home prices were, let's say, a little bit more manageable, you had to go above and beyond the asking price if you really wanted a shot at this home. Are the higher prices or higher mortgage rates sort of deterring that competition, or are we still seeing that?
Well, I don't think we're seeing quite as many bidding wars as we were back in the day a couple of years ago in the pandemic, when everybody really was scrambling to find housing. The people who are putting their homes on the market today are more likely to be, you know, not trying to get the highest price they can out of it. That is, if you're willing to sell, that means you're willing to move and face the higher mortgage rate yourself, mm-hmm. where most people have the low rate. So if you're in the market as a seller, you know, you're probably going to be more realistic about what you're going to get today. That's not to say that buyers are going to find a bargain anywhere, but that is to say you're probably not going to face the same kind of competitive pressure.
Thanks so much for joining us. Steve Kirch, Chicago-based real estate and housing expert. Up next, coming up with a side hustle to help boost your income.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
That sticky, pesky inflation forcing a lot of people to stretch their paychecks and seek additional income. Joining us with some tips on how to find that perfect side hustle is Michelle Reisdorf, a Chicago jobs expert at Robert Half here in Chicago. And Michelle, there's a few side hustles that come to mind. I'm thinking about, Uber Eats, DoorDash food delivery, maybe even some dog sitting. What suggestions do you have for our listeners?
Other areas would be retail, obviously hospitality, but there's even some work from home part-time options like customer service that you could do in the evening to supplement your daytime job.
And is this actually, are we seeing the cost outweigh, or rather the benefit outweigh the cost as far as putting in time?
You know, I think in some cases, definitely yes. You know, as long as your schedule allows it, and you don't have a lot of challenges like, you know, extra daycare or, you know, in the case of Uber Eats, gas expenses, et cetera. But, you know, overall, you kind of have to look at how many hours per week can you work? So will that balance? And then, of course, you want to have some healthy work-life balance in there, too, if you're carrying a full-time day job and you are looking to pick something up extra in the evenings or even on the weekends.
Right. And you don't want one to necessarily have a negative impact on the other. Are there any sort of passive income or side hustles that have become a trend or anything you're seeing in that nature? Or is it really you got to get out there and do the work?
You really, you know, in most cases, what we've seen, so many companies are doing less remote work, right? In most cases, it's hybrid or some sort of on-site, especially in kind of retail or hospitality, things like that. You know, there are examples of some more passive at-home jobs, but you're really going to have to dig deep for those. I would recommend maybe connecting with a recruiter who might know of opportunities like that that are available so that, again, you can kind of keep that work-life balance, but also earn that extra income.
And from what you've described, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but not a lot of these, you don't have to have like a certain special set of skills, right? Most people could find something to pick up in their spare time.
Absolutely. I would totally agree. You know, it's more about asking around and finding what's out there and showing up as an eager candidate. I always say project work is a great, you know, example of that. Sometimes they're just looking for driven people with, you know, some sort of skill set, but they'd be willing to train because, you know, it's maybe only 2-3 weeks or months worth of work where it's kind of a start and stop and they just need help to get some things done.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll throw seasonal work in there, too. And why not get a great store discount while you're at it?
Right. Exactly. Especially in the summertime. Right. Or maybe an ice cream store in this heat.
Right. Well, let's fight inflation that way. That's my new philosophy. Thanks so much, Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert at Robert Half. Up next, unhappy fast food customers are taking their appetites elsewhere.
You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, casual dining chains are gaining customers frustrated by higher fast food prices, and it's a win for Olive Garden, Chili's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and other similar restaurants. Let's welcome Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, also known as the Restaurant Coach here in Chicago. And Izzy, here's the thing. I take food very seriously. Our producer, Andy Gersher, knows this. So during the last commercial break, I went and did a little bit of math. A 10-piece McNugget meal from McDonald's, $12.29. A 4-piece Crispy Crisper combo from Chili's, $18.19. That's only a few dollars difference, and it's having an effect on people.
Well, not only is it a minor difference at this point, but when you go to Chili's or you go to the full service restaurant, you're paying about the same or a little bit more, mm-hmm. but you're getting service. Somebody's coming to the table, they're taking your order. I mean, I think a lot of people are saying, well, geez, if I'm going to spend that much money, I might as well go to a restaurant and sit down. And that is a massive change over the past 3 years.
Are we seeing fast food chains sort of trying to combat this trend in sort of customers heading elsewhere? Because I seem to recall a lot of advertisements for here's the $5 menu and here's, you know, just trying to sort of reel people back in. But I don't know how reasonable that is with inflation where it is.
Right. Well, I used to hear from people all the time, well, I'm going to go to McDonald's or Burger King or whatever fast food because I can get an entire meal for $8.
Right.
But those days are over. And what I'm hearing more and more is exactly what we're talking about. I'm going to go to a full service restaurant because it's almost the same price. And many times you can get even a better deal at that full service restaurant. But the other interesting thing, these fast food prices are also driving people to the grocery store. Because they can get a better deal now at a grocery store and cook their own meal than go to that fast food restaurant. But it's all the increased prices that's doing this.
What's it going to take for fast food restaurants to get those customers back?
Well, I know, you know, McDonald's is trying to create a new low-priced meal, and we'll see what's going to be in that. But what's going to have to happen is food prices will have to come down, or more interesting kind of combinations are going to have to be created to give at least perceived value that going to a fast food restaurant is a better deal once again.
Thanks so much for joining us, Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works here in Chicago. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, making a living by taking on food challenges.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Thanks so much for joining us this Friday afternoon. I'm Rachel Pearson in for Rob Hart, and these are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. The U.S. Supreme Court hands down a decision centered on guns and domestic violence cases. A suburban county reporting its first discovery of West Nile virus this year. In Entrepreneur Friday, we'll learn what it's like to be a professional eater, plus a new restaurant coming to Marina City along the river in downtown Chicago. WBBM Business. The markets are lower. The Dow down 7 points. NASDAQ off 35, the S&P 500 down 11 points. AccuWeather says we'll reach a high right around 93 degrees today. It's 12:31, and the Biden campaign is now responding to the Supreme Court's ruling upholding a gun control law meant to protect victims of domestic violence. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the story.
A brief statement praises the ruling and says, quote, "No American should overlook the startling reality behind today's decision. Protecting domestic abuse survivors from gun violence should never be a question. But the fact that it even had to be considered shows just how extreme Donald Trump and the gun lobby are." The statement goes on to say, "There's only one candidate in this race fighting to save lives from gun violence, and that's Joe Biden."
The vote to uphold the law was 8-1, Justice Clarence Thomas, the lone dissenter. Mosquitoes in North Suburban Lake County have tested positive for West Nile virus. It's the first confirmed case in the county this year. Health leaders are reaffirming some key prevention tips, which include removing standing water, using insect repellent containing DEET, and avoiding being outside at dawn and dusk. Also, you should wear long sleeves or long pants and closed-toed shoes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Stocks trading lower this afternoon. Joining us with the latest on what's moving Wall Street is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital and author of the book Calculated Risk here in Chicago. Michael, what do you make of what you're seeing today?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Thanks for having me on. You know, we have just the market treading water right now with some tech stocks selling off, but they're so overbought that that's not surprising right here. But overall, the market's just treading water.
And you sort of hit the nail on the head of what I was going to talk about next. It's just that you can see sort of this, I'm not even going to call it a slump, but just a little slight drop in tech. in the grand scheme of things, this is, I mean, these tech stocks are just like enormously higher than the rest of the market. And maybe now we're just sort of starting to see that realign.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember the days when it was a race to the first trillion-dollar company. Now you've got NVIDIA, Apple, and Microsoft all worth $3 trillion. So it's at this point, you know, a stock like NVIDIA, which had a big reversal yesterday and is trading lower again today, it's again, it's worth $3 trillion trading at 75 PE. So we advised staying away from NVIDIA, but we advised it at 100. I admit, you know, we've missed the last 25-plus percent. But this stock is in an area where I don't believe it's tradable from the long or short position. So we're staying away right now. There's plenty of other stocks to trade, but the AI trade is a little bit overbought here, and I would just caution investors, especially the longs here, that, you know, this thing could pull back 20-30% in a heartbeat.
Yeah, is there still room for this to boom when we're talking AI, or are we starting to sort of see this plateau?
Well, certainly individual names there is. We currently have that would be considered AI trades. We have Google and Meta. We think they're good growth at a fair price or a good price. You know, we have stayed away from some of the really high PE names, and that's just the way I trade. So, you know, I don't trade names that get into no man's land, which I believe NVIDIA is right now. I don't like it from the short side. I don't like it from the long side. But I think there are names you can buy, and I've said Meta and Google, I think, are two of them that you can still participate in this AI trade without taking a chance of a gigantic pullback in some of these names that are super overbought.
All right, Mike, it is the 21st of June, which means it's triple witching day on Wall Street. So first of all, what is triple witching and why does that matter?
That brings me back to my old floor days years ago. And those of that are listening remember those days very fondly. You know what? It's the expiration of stock options, index futures and index options on the same day. It happens at the end of the quarter, the third week, the third Friday of the end of every quarter. So March, June, which is today, September and December. And so it can cause some volatility. We're not seeing it today, though. That was the old belief, is that with all these instruments expiring in the same day, triple witching, it sounds scary, right? But in reality, most times it's a big nothing burger. But you know, and today is one of them. But there are days when, if there's enough news and there's enough volatility and there's enough people that have the wrong positions on as far as betting that there's not going to be movement, you can get some crazy days. It's just not happening today.
Yeah, you talked about news, and I sort of want to touch a little bit on that, and also just sort of geopolitics in general and how that's factoring into your investment strategy. I mean, we're in an election year. There's a lot obviously going on overseas. What do we need to keep an eye on as when we're trying to sort of make a plan moving forward?
Well, it's crazy. You know, 2020 was the last big election year, and look what happened. You had COVID. You had markets collapsing and then recovering later in the year. And then 2024 so far has literally just been a bull market, low volatility. And that just shows you try predicting things like this and you're going to look like a fool, right? So you don't predict, you stay the course. You're a long-term investor, at least we are, and we advise other people to do so. If you're a long-term investor, you bet on America, you're going to be fine. You might have pullbacks here and there, but then you're going to have years like this year, which has just been incredibly great for bulls. So second half, is I think there'll be a little more volatility as we get towards election. But if bond yields stay low like this, we could still have more room to run in this rally, and we'll see. But 10 years at 4.25, we didn't expect them to be this low. If they stay this low, I think the S&P can go higher.
Thanks so much, Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital here in Chicago. Up next in Entrepreneur Friday, we're going to meet a professional eater digging into the social media space.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the WBBM Noon Business Hour, and today we say hello to a man who's turned his passion for eating into a successful YouTube channel and business. He's an influencer competing in food challenges all across the U.S. and around the world. We welcome Randy Santel, Atlas, with Atlas and Zeus Promotions. Randy, you're based out of Nashville, and let's just first of all begin. How do you even become a professional eater?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. In 2010, I actually competed in the National Body Transformation Contest sponsored by Men's Health Magazine and then the television show Spartacus. It was on the Stars Network. I actually competed in a 12-week body contest, and I ended up winning. And to celebrate, my buddy invited me to do a 28-inch pizza challenge in St. Louis, Missouri, where we're both from. We ended up doing that a week after I took my final photos. We won and finished in under an hour a big 11-pound pizza, and we got a check for $500. And then I realized I was pretty good at eating, which I kind of already knew, but I didn't really know about food challenges at the time. And then a month later, I did an 18-inch by 18-inch square pizza that over 120 people had failed. I beat that. I was the first person in 53 minutes, I think it was. I got a check for $450, and then just everything kind of went from there.
And that's really when you started to realize, I think, the potential for monetizing this. When did the YouTube channel come about, and how did that grow?
Well, actually, that all started out at the same time. My cousin actually just happened to be off work the day that we were going to do our very first food challenge, and he said, hey, if you idiots are going to do this, I'm going to bring along a camera, and I'm going to film it. And he did that, and he ended up turning it into like a 10-minute video. I had nowhere really to put it other than to make a YouTube channel. This was back in March 2010, and I did that, and once I was going to do the second one, I decided, hey, I videoed the first one, I might as well video the second, and then ended up buying a cheap camcorder on Craigslist, filming it. I had my cousin edit it down to a video, and then after I won the second one, I realized that, yeah, there was potential with it, and then for like the next 100, I edited them myself. And then in 2013, my friend Magic Mitch Dombrowski, who is a professional editor as well, he signed on to help with the editing. And now I think I've been on like three or four editors by now, but editing is definitely not my passion. I've been more successful because I have had other people do that.
Yeah, well, there's no competitive editing. So humble beginnings. And where are you now? What does your life look like? This is so fascinating to me, and I know our listeners, because it's not every day you talk to someone that just eats an ungodly quantity of food.
Yeah, actually, in 2008, I graduated from Missouri State University in Springfield, Missouri, with a degree in construction management. And I did that actually up until 2013, when I decided to finally commit all in to growing my YouTube channel and all of my social media and stuff. And then actually, I'm a registered dietitian now. Forever, since 2016, it's been my after plan. I knew at some point I was going to have to retire as a pro eater. So I started back in school again and got a degree in dietetics from, again, Missouri State. And then in 2021, my girlfriend, who is actually a professional eater as well, she's only 5'2". Her channels are all doing well. We moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so that I could be a graduate student and do a 1,200-hour dietetic internship. And then actually just recently, this past December, we bought a house in Nashville, where we are now. And we plan to be in the near future as I set up my dietetics, my nutrition company, and just go on from there. We're happy that Nashville is a bigger airport. We plan on doing lots of international traveling, and then it's convenient to get all over the country as a public speaker and stuff, as well as a dietitian.
Okay, but Randy, if I'm watching your YouTube channel, I mean, there's just like these massive piles of burgers on burgers on burgers. And I'm going to be honest, looking at those little still frames, I wouldn't suspect that you also have just as much knowledge and experience in nutrition. So how do those play hand in hand?
Well, there's definitely a lot of weight management that comes with all of the food challenges that I've done. I've got 1,270 food challenge wins, and that's just unique wins. There's, of course, some losses in there, and then I've done a couple challenges twice or even three times, and I never really count those as new wins. So lots of big meals, and with that, and because I don't throw up or get sick after the challenges, there's a lot of weight management, a lot of fitness, a lot of exercise that comes with trying to keep my weight down, because actually, in order to be a better competitive eater or food challenger, it's better to be thinner without a really big round waistline, which actually the fat around your abdominal cavity can actually restrict your stomach from being able to expand and help you eat more. So I'm actually able to eat more when I am more fit.
Well, now we know. Thanks so much for joining us. Really great to meet you, Randy Santel, Atlas with Atlas and Zeus Promotions. You can check out his YouTube channel, Randy Santel. Still to come, scoping out a new seafood spot coming to Chicago.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A new restaurant replacing Dick's Last Resort on the Chicago River at Marina City is set to open next month. Joining us with the details is Allie Marotti, restaurant and retail reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. Allie, kind of big shoes to fill here at Marina City.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, it has that space overlooking the river, so that's always a big draw to tourists and locals alike. But this new restaurant that's coming in, it's called Legal Seafoods. You know, it's a, kind of a New England vibe restaurant. They have lobster rolls, clam chowder, as well as, you know, various sushi rolls and other seafood type things. They renovated the place completely. They'll have, you know, a vast indoor and outdoor seating for everybody to enjoy that view.
Well, that was Allie Marotti, restaurant and retail reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. Just to reiterate here, Legal Seafoods set to replace Dick's Last Resort on the Chicago River at Marina City. That's set to open next month. Now, a reminder, you'll find past programs and later today a podcast of this hour at WBBMNewsRadio.com, as well as on the Odyssey app.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace. It's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.